views are the same views we held last year, and they'll be the same views we'll hold next year, because no doubt this will come up as an issue again next year, and it's one of these old chestnuts that comes up every year. Free parking at Christmas does not work to make it better for our shoppers to come to town, because when anything is free, and exactly the same as I said last year, it's abused. People will park all day or leave the car there all day, and people that are out the night before and fair juice them get a taxi home, but they leave the car in town and they're in no rush to come in and get it. So actually free parking actually reduces the number of parking spaces available for the general public to come in and shop. We much more prefer that people abide by the rules, rotate out of the car parks. We now have the free park 20 spaces in town, so people can, if they're stuck for something or doing their quick little job, they can use one of the free park 20 spaces. But I keep coming back to the fact, Dave, that we have 4,106 car parking spaces within 750 metres of Lady Erin statue. For any town of our size, we have the most car parking space per head of population in the country, and we just really need to use the system there, rotate the car parking spaces, and ensure that everybody can get into town and have a lovely time shopping over Christmas.
And I guess that's the important point there as well, Finbar, isn't it? That it's important to keep, I guess, those parking spaces circulating and moving and allowing people knowing there's options there. Whereas, although like you're saying, that the free parking sounds good in theory, in practice it tends to get abused, and where people can come into town, they can find themselves short.
No, that's another red herring. In fairness, they don't get abused. Quite often you will see them actually vacant, where people will just come in, use them and move on. So most times if you're coming to town during the normal time of the year, you can get one of the free park 20s. It's like everything else at Christmas, everything gets busier. Town gets busier, car parks get busier. People get crankier because they're trying to do the shopping at the last minute. So I just ask everybody, as we said, the same as we said last year, please respect the system. Please park in the correct places. Don't leave your car there all day, and make sure that you let other shoppers and people who want to come to town to enjoy your town have the opportunity to park in the town. And I keep going back to 4,106 car parking spaces in Sligo Town.